over on Paramount Plus. A new action comedy series called Twisted Metal, which arrives on Thursday, the 21st of March. And here is a clip.
Welcome to New San Francisco.
I want to hire you. Pick up a package, bring it back. I can make your every wish come true. So, John, what do you wish for?
Toilet paper, 2-ply.
I think I can do better.
3-ply?
All right, Evelyn, let's deliver this package.
It's rude not to introduce yourself before pulling a gun on someone.
I'm not really a gamer, Hannah. I don't know about you, but this is based on a PlayStation game, I believe, of the same name. And let's be honest, computer games that transfer to the big screen, often the result is not that good. I think this is pretty decent. It's a 10-part series. It's set, yes, it's post-apocalyptic, of course. In America, cities have become walled fortresses, and they're called things like New Chicago, New San Francisco, and so on and so on. And all the criminals have been forced to live outside the walls. But of course, things need to be taken from one place to the other. And John Doe, our main character, played by Anthony Mackie, who we will know from The Falcon and The Winter Soldier, he works as a so-called milkman. So he's sort of running the gauntlet in his sort of souped-up car, which has got weapons on it as well, bringing things backwards and forwards while various baddies try to kind of intercept him and steal whatever he's transporting. You've got Neve Campbell. Yes, she plays the woman who's in charge of New San Francisco. And she has a secret package that she wants him to deliver to New Chicago, which is a very dangerous route. He mustn't know what it is. If he does it successfully, he can come back to New San Francisco and live this idyllic life within the city walls. But she is not quite what she seems, as we discover in episode one. Episode one finishes with this villain called Sweet Tooth, who has a kind of clown mask on, is again played by a US pro wrestler and voiced by the brilliant Will Arnett, who of course voiced the Lego Batman. And this character does look like something out of a Batman movie, so it doesn't take itself at all seriously, which is great. And Mackie, I think he's got charisma to burn. He's really good in the lead role. And it does reference the fact that it's based on a game, because when he's driving, he's being chased through a shopping mall and crashing into things, and a computer game lands on his windscreen, and it is the PlayStation Twisted Metal game. So it's good escapist fun, kind of in the spirit of those sort of classic movies like Death Race 2000 and a little bit of Mad Max thrown into the mix. So yeah, it's a perfectly fun bit of escapism that doesn't take itself at all seriously. And yeah, I enjoyed episode one. It was fine. What do you think, Hannah?
Well, do you want to know what I really think?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so I assume that this game is a big game on the PlayStation. And you will know that there are lots of YouTubers, aren't there? And people that game for other people to watch. So kind of there is probably some validation in doing something like this. Because I know you say it doesn't always, you know, kind of transfer to the big screen, but I wonder whether this might, because if they have based it on something that is so hugely popular, then people, I guess, who play that game will be interested and feel a part of it, I suppose. It's kind of weird watching other people game, but it does seem like a really big thing. So although it's not really for me, I don't think it's intended for me, if you know what I mean. I'm not sure it's going to be the kind of thing that anybody would say, yeah, that's changed my mind. You know, actually, it was okay. I just don't think it's a genre. If you don't like this kind of genre, I don't think you're going to like this. But what I do think is that they are targeting a very specific section of people. And I think they, you know, they really will like it and they really will enjoy it. And they'll feel part of a game that they already are intrinsically linked to and enjoy.